Hello there, Bernie Miklas, back with you on the Bernie Miklas Show. I was about to say good morning, but then I realized it's after 1 o'clock. I can't keep track of time here at the content farm. I'm either, you know, writing something, editing something, participating on the Gas House Gang at Camel X, which is a noon video, noon live stream. Then you can use it as a podcast. Just go to camwalks.com. You'll see what I'm talking about. So if I'm not doing that, I'm writing, I'm editing, I'm talking, I'm creating videos. What else do I do? A lot of research, lots and lots of research. I love it. But thank you for your support of the Bernie Miklas Show. Please subscribe if you haven't. And every time you subscribe, it helps me a lot. Anytime you hit the like button, it helps me a lot. So even if you get mad at some of the videos I make, or at least some of the opinions I express, let it go. You can still hit the like button, right? Nobody bets 1,000. All right. I mean, I was pretty fired up. You can tell by me wearing the 1957 Mizzou baseball cap, one of my favorites. Been kind of waiting back to see what's going to transpire with Mizzou basketball this season. I don't really get into college basketball until the new year. I mean, I pay attention to what Mizzou's doing, Illinois's doing, St. Louis U's doing. Don't get me wrong. But I don't really get into it where it's like, okay, I got to start watching every game and, you know, taking stock of things. So Mizzou's off to a really good start. You don't need me to tell you that. I assume many Mizzou fans are most of the people watching this. I mean, you don't need me to tell you anything, but I'm just going to explain some things about why I like the team so much so far anyway. And the SEC is just ridiculous. It is just such a crazy, crazy conference this year because there's so many good teams. And, you know, you have one off night, you're going down. You know, you're not allowed to be bad. You're not allowed to just kind of have a slump. No, I mean, there's predators everywhere in the SEC. So last night, I think, showed that Tuesday night, another wonderful night of SEC basketball with more proof that this is the deepest and the best and the most competitive conference in the United States, at least so far this season. It's not even really close. And I'm referring to Tuesday's action when two of the top five teams in the national rankings, number 4 Alabama and number 5 Florida, were knocked off at home. Alabama lost to Ole Miss by 7, and Ole Miss is a good team. Mizzou was a 10.5-point road underdog, but went into Florida and blitzed the Gators 50-34 in the first half and then fought off the Gators when the fired-up home team predictably made an anticipated run in the second half. But Mizzou hung tough and got out of Gainesville with a 1-point victory. I think we can say that Coach Dennis Gates has reinflated his program after a real, real, real flat tire season last year, a horrendous 23-24 season. You know, again, you don't need me to tell you or remind you that. But last season, the Tigers were ranked at the end of the season by Ken Pomeroy, number 145 in the nation. They were 8-24. They were also the bottom team in the SEC, 0-18 in the conference. That's almost like a bad dream. Did it really happen? It did, but one of the good things about the way the Mizzou Tigers are playing now, we can sort of shake it off and say, oh, that was just some kind of weird dream. It didn't really matter. Let's forget about it. Right? I think it was just a bad dream. You know, you have your nightmares every now and then. So, but with Tuesday's win down in Gainesville, Mizzou, in terms of the KenPom rankings, went up to number 33. And that's really, really good, especially where they were last year. But that's just really, really good in general. And KenPom, after last night's win at Florida, has got Mizzou as the 5th best team, number 5. In the SEC behind Auburn, Ole Miss, Alabama, and Kentucky. It doesn't mean that they're going to stay there. It doesn't mean they're going to continue to win 3 out of every 4 games in the SEC. But I think I'm speaking for y'all when I say we were just hoping to see evidence that Coach Dennis Gates could turn this thing around really quickly after last year's disaster. And you know, you take these step by steps. You got to kind of reestablish yourself as a good team. You reestablish yourself as a team that can beat anybody. Mizzou did that when they beat Kansas. Winning at Florida last night was reaffirmation of that. The loss at Auburn was not good. They lost by, 16 or 18 points? But you know, the interesting thing about that, Mizzou was, the point spread for that game was really high, and Mizzou actually covered the spread. I don't say that as any kind of moral victory. The point I'm making is that Mizzou did better, even though they lost by a good amount of points at Auburn. They still did better than what was anticipated or expected. And for whatever it's worth this year, when Mizzou's an underdog, as they were in at Florida, they're 4-1 against the spread. Again, that tells me they're exceeding the way people look at them, right? Still not believing in them, still remembering last season. So the first thing you got to do to turn it around is to start to change the perception. You do that by playing better basketball and winning basketball and knocking off some really good teams. So now they're up to the Tigers up to number 33 in the nation at KenPom. And like I said, fifth best team in the SEC, according to KenPom. That's a hell of a lot of progress, man. That's a lot of progress, dramatic progress for Gates and his team. The Tigers are 14-3 overall, 3-1 in the SEC. So if you're wondering if he could, in fact, engineer a quick turnaround from last season's crash, he's providing the answer. His whole team is providing the answer. I got to go to my notes here. Thank you very much. There was a lot to like about that win last night. Missouri won the turnover battle by fives, which means they outscored Florida 18-6 in points set up by turnovers. And that's probably the number one reason why Mizzou won it. Their bench points was another reason, and I'll get into that in a moment. Mizzou moved the ball better than Florida. Had a real good night passing the rock. They had a 15-9 advantage in assists. I mean, you hold Florida to 9 assists on their home court. Wow, it's pretty good. And it also speaks to your defense. Even though Florida had more second chance points than Mizzou, some context is retired because the Gators are a tremendous offensive rebounding team. In fact, according to the KenPom metrics, Florida, even after last night, is the fourth best offensive rebounding team in the nation. They are fierce at snatching their own misses. But your Tigers did much, much better than most of Florida's opponents in the important task of keeping the Gators off the glass, especially when the Gators are pursuing their own missed shots. Actually, even though Mizzou didn't have as many second chance points, they actually had more offensive rebounds than Florida last night, 15-12. Another critical factor in this win was Mizzou's bench strength. The Tigers are ranked sixth nationally at KenPom, sixth nationally in bench minutes per game. And that depth showed up in a big way again Tuesday. Gates used 12 players against Florida. The Gators used 8. 42% of Mizzou's total points were supplied by gentlemen coming off the bench. And the Mizzou bench outscored Florida's by 18 points. Another huge reason for the win. I liked what we saw, actually, even though he didn't have like much to show in a box score, just watching the game, that freshman point guard, T.O. Barrett, just good poise, man. He got a few minutes late in the game when Florida was ready to steal this thing. And I thought the young guy looked like he belonged out there. There was just no sign of immaturity or nervousness or whatever. Missouri's reserve strength is one of the, I think it's one of the things that makes this team really, really good so far, but specifically for last night, the reserve strength was an important factor in mitigating the damage caused by Missouri's foul trouble in what was, in my opinion, maybe I'm being Truman the Tiger here, I thought it was a terribly officiated game. I was impressed by Mizzou's balanced scoring. Caleb Grill led with 22 points. Mark Mitchell had 15 to go along with 5 rebounds. Actually, I think it was more than that. I think 8 rebounds and 2 assists. Don't worry about the rebounds. He did a good job. I forget the number. But 9 different players scored for the Tigers. 4 put up double-digit point totals. And I mentioned T.O. Barrett just coming in to give him some good minutes late in the game. See, Gates has concocted a really, really fine mix this season. He's cultivated that resourceful bench. And for the reasons that I just specified, I think that deep bench can really help Mizzou navigate the treacherous SEC terrain because it is treacherous. Though Mizzou escaped at the end with a 1-point victory. I think it's important to remember something that I believe matters more. Well, the win matters the most. But other than that, you know, Mizzou held the lead last night for 37 minutes and 47 seconds. There were a few ties in there. Mizzou led 37 minutes and 47 seconds. Florida had the lead for only 54 seconds in this game. Number five team in the country at home. Nice job, Mizzou. And by turning all those Florida turnovers into points, the Tigers averaged more points possession per possession than Florida. That's not easy to do on the road against one of the top five teams in the country. So the improvement, yeah, it's really obvious. And follow the numbers again, because the best way to tell the story is to show you or tell you the numbers. Last season, Mizzou in the KenPom offensive efficiency ratings was 136th after beating the Gators number 23 in offensive efficiency rating this year. That's an improvement of 113 spots in the rankings compared to last season. 113 spots better offensively than they were at the end of last season. Mizzou also offensively ranks 19th nationally in effective field goal percentage. They're really good at making their twos, and they're really good to really good at making their three-pointers. If you look at the defense, in fact, I have a number on that. Pardon me. I have a number on that. The Tigers have a good inside-outside game. They do rank 18th nationally in two-point percentage, and they're 41st nationally in three-point shooting percentage. It's early, but the only SEC teams that have a higher percentage of made threes in conference play, just in conference-only games, Auburn and Kentucky. Mizzou's number three so far in hitting threes. So, again, it's early, but that matters. That's one of the reasons why they're 3-1 in conference play so far. And the better defense. Look, Mizzou, I think, can get even show us better defense. But I'm not going to fuss too much because last season, Mizzou was 181st in the KenPom defensive metrics, 181st in the defensive rating. They're 65th this year. And by the way, being 65th is really good because there's more than like – there's way over 300 teams that are accounted for in this ranking. So if you're 65th, you're still in a really, really nice percentile. So anyway, last season the Tigers were 181st defensively at the end. This season, 65th. That's an improvement of 116 points defensively. I should say 116 spots defensively compared to last season's rating. Any complaints? I don't have much. I'm sure we will have things to complain about because nobody really escapes the SEC without getting slapped around here and there, right? And there will be times where we're not going to be singing praises so much as more than that than just kind of putting Band-Aids on the wounds. Yeah, even at home, we probably thrashed around and, you know, cut our hands or something. I don't know. I'm just being stupid now. Anyway, the Tigers can't rest easy in the SEC, and I'm not saying they are because obviously they're not. But we're going to be seeing SEC teams punish each other and punish Mizzou between now and Selection Sunday for the NCAA tournament. The Tigers had some good days. So far this season, they've had some good days and good nights. But some bad days and bad nights are coming. It's inevitable. It applies to all SEC teams. Just ask Alabama and ask Florida about that, right? But I'm liking what I'm seeing, the state of progress. I'm liking what I'm seeing in Ken Pomeroy's projections. He's got Mizzou finishing 10-8 in the SEC and 21-10 overall. That can change. I'm just telling you where they are today on January the 15th. And if Mizzou can do that, 10-8 in the SEC, the best conference in the land, and go 21-10 overall, I think they're going to be in the NCAA tournament. In fact, on another site that I was looking at, Mizzou, as of January 15th, as we sit here today, has a 79% chance of making the NCAA tournament. Nothing to take for granted, obviously. Not in the Southeastern Conference. Not this season. I'm cautiously optimistic. It's not that I distrust Mizzou, though I know, as I noted, and I'm sure you feel the same way, there's always ways to become better, and there are some areas they need to improve. But in the best and deepest and fiercest college basketball conference in the land, there's going to be carnage in the SEC. It's unavoidable. There's going to be carnage. It's going to be a lot of cars broken down by the side of the road needing repairs on this road through the SEC. But perspective is really necessary. Compared to last season, Mizzou fans have plenty of reasons to smile and be happy, as I'm sure you were last night, as I'm sure you are today. And as I said earlier, I'm going to say it again. You know, isn't that the first step of a comeback from an atrocious season? Isn't that the way you have to immediately declare to your fans, this season is different than last season, and we will show you? And yeah. They've taken the first big steps in a comeback season. They're winning a lot of games. They're beating strong opponents like Kansas and Florida. They're winning in the toughest conference in college basketball. And they are, the Mizzou Tigers, they are inspiring hope. I'm good with hope. Hope is a lot better than despair or disinterest. And that's kind of what set in last season, when they were going through what now seems to be just a nightmare. I don't know. We don't know if it's real. I hope this season's team continues to make us feel that way. Last season wasn't real. Anyway, congrats on the success or the early success to Coach Gates and his team, and I'm happy for Mizzou fans. That'll do it for now. I will be bouncing in from time to time to talk about Mizzou basketball. I appreciate your support. Thank you very much.